Hey, this is Jeff with the Change Militia, and let's call this movement softening and expansion, chakra by chakra. And we talk a lot about softening in the content, the Change Militia content, and as you get farther into it, you'll get more and more into it and familiar with it. And softening serves a lot of purposes. The first purpose it serves is to give you a practice of lowering your tension, lowering your stress and anxiety levels, kind of stepping back from the precipice of overwhelm, and the tension that we're really looking to soften is physical, but it's also mental and emotional and energetic. And as you get farther in the content, we'll talk more about the energy body and the chakras and how energy flows through your system. But what you're looking to do is reduce the tension, the resistance that you have, the electromagnetic resistance to your energy, so the energy flows better. You become more efficient, you become more enlivened. And as you lower your resistance, that energy that you're no longer expending to be tense and stressed and anxious and overwhelmed begins to compound. And all of a sudden, your influence, your aura begins to expand. You feel more expansive. And so that's where the softening is going, is the softening isn't to get dull, it's to get enlivened. And the purpose in a lot of the softening practices that we do is to show you how much strength there is in being soft. And you'll find when you feel the most fluid, when things are going great, there's going to be this feeling of softness. Even if you're doing something extremely physically taxing, when you find that space of fluidity, it's going to feel easier. So we'll start with this seated, comfortable. I have a pillow bolstering my low back to aid in my a little healthier posture. If possible, have your shoulders over your hips, your head and ears over your shoulders. Make sure your neck's not going out. I'm a little asymmetrical here. You can see I have one foot tucked up under, but my hips are straight. And with this, you can gently close your eyes, or you can focus on, softly focus on someplace a few feet in front of you. For me, there's a wooden table here, and I can focus on the opposite edge of the table. And again, it's a soft focus. I'm not boring a hole into it with my eyes. I'm just gently looking at it, but I'm looking at the same place. It keeps me from being distracted. In yoga, that would be called a drishti, or the correct pronunciation is drishta. If that's a challenge for you, just close your eyes. And the first thing to do is take a few deep breaths. So inhale through your nose. And inhale slowly, but inhale as far as you can go. And when you exhale, see what you can soften. Physically begin to soften your body, okay, with each exhale, and do a few of those. So inhale, exhale. And after a few of those, resume your normal breathing. Keep your eyes closed, or wish that gentle focus point a few feet in front of you. And just begin to kind of feel for tense spots in your body. You know, move your jaw back and forth, move your wrists, elbows, shoulders, you know, wiggle around in your seat a little bit, move your ankles, soften your eyes and jaw. And then just do a current 30 and take 30 seconds and feel where you are and what it feels like. you know, what's going on with you? What tension, mental and emotional, physical, energetic tension is going through your body? How are you being influenced by your environment? And see if you can just turn those things down a little bit. Okay, so this is a softening and expansion process, chakra by chakra. And we'll start with the first chakra. So the first chakra opens downward from your perineum, or just in front of the tip of your tailbone is where it roots in. And you're going to set your hands like this, like it's, you feel like it's on the edge of that vortex, that upside down typhoon that's coming out of your chakra. And just begin to bring your attention and your sensory awareness to what that might feel like. You know, if you had energy coming up from the center of the earth towards you, what would that feel like? Okay, then bring your attention to your perineum and see if you can feel tension there. Okay, and that whole area on your pelvic floor, what can you feel? And once you have a sense of what sensations are present, create an intention to relax. What can you relax a little bit? And this is something that you'll get better at. It may be that you have no sensation down there and no ability to contract or relax or be aware of tension. But play with this and you'll get better at it. And for me, in the first chakra especially, it feels like the tension drains like water going out of a bath or a, you know, kind of the last bit of air coming out of a balloon. And then once you have that feeling of softening, of the tension draining away, begin to set an intention or envision that energy of that first chakra beginning to expand. And kind of visually hold your, not visually, mentally hold your hands here. Picture your hands here as you move to your second chakra. And the second chakra has vortices that go out the front and out the back. So we'll put our hands here like we're cupping the outer edge of that vortice. And bring your attention to your low belly. Okay, lots of internal organs in there. Easiest one to feel is usually your bladder. Okay, but you also have the muscles and fascia and structures of your low back. And low belly, your hips. And just start feeling what you can feel in there. And then soften. And you use some of those muscles as postural muscles. But the better your posture is, the less amount of structural tension you'll need to stay seated. You know, if I was leaning back a little bit, I'd need to contract my low belly muscles to keep me from leaning back farther. And if I'm leaning forward, or if I have my head jutted out, then I need to contract those mid and low back muscles to keep myself from falling forward. So kind of be aware of that. You're going to have structural tension or postural tension. But what can you release in there? Can you relax your bladder? You feel some tension coming out of your small intestine or your colons. And this one would be mainly ascending and descending. And for me, as I reduce tension in my low belly, it starts to feel a bit warmer. It might be different for you. Okay, and then the same thing, as we begin to feel that softening, we allow the energy and encourage the energy to expand. Okay, so now I have a mental view of my hands holding my first chakra. I'm going to create a mental image of my hands holding my aura around my second chakra. And then the third chakra is right in the solar plexus. And again, it's going to be a vortex that comes out the front and out the back. So we can hold the hands here. Okay, and the major structure around the third chakra is the stomach and diaphragm. So the diaphragm is a big bell-shaped muscle. And the stomach sets just behind and below the rib cage. So you're going to feel those. And as you breathe, especially on the exhale, see if you can allow that diaphragm to relax just a little bit more. And for me, this chakra, as it softens and relaxes, I can feel the swirling of the chakra with this one most predominantly. And then whatever you feel, once it feels like you're softened, or at least significantly softer than when you started, kind of allow that energy of that chakra to expand. Encourage it. Okay, check back in with the second chakra, make sure it's still soft. And the first chakra energy, it's still soft. Okay, move up to the heart chakra. Heart and lungs, rib cage, thoracic spine. So here you're playing with that feeling of your heart, and allowing your heartbeat to soften. Okay, feeling your lungs expand and contract. And probably more than any of the other chakras, this is a place to bring that feeling of safety to. So part of what you're relaxing here is the structural tension within the the blood vessels. You're lowering your blood pressure. Okay, letting your heart know that it's okay to slow. And you might play here with spending a little extra time at the bottom of the breath. So let your exhale, let your breath exhale, and then just pause. And wait for that signal that it's time to inhale again. And the first signal, don't make this something that increases your tension. It's just, I'm going to exhale, soften and relax. And then I'll feel a very subtle urge to inhale, then I'll inhale again. Okay, this, as this one softens, I feel my emotional body enliven. I just feel a little more emotional. And again, allow that energy of that chakra to expand. Double check the third chakra is soft. Second chakra is soft. First chakra is soft. And if you don't have a relationship, then you can use perineum, low belly, solar plexus, heart. Okay, next we'll move to the fifth chakra, or the throat chakra. Okay, this is obviously our throat and neck. Most of our mental resistance will be in our throat. You know, that place where we don't want to listen and where we have a demand that people listen to us. So we're going to soften those mental pieces here. And you may feel your voice box, as you soften, begin to go down a little. And as I soften here and the energy starts to move, I feel that kind of familiar lump in my throat, but it has a little bit different quality. It's not as condensed. And then I begin to allow that to expand. And I check back in with my fourth chakra, my third chakra, my second chakra, and my first chakra. And this is a good stopping point. If you want to, you can go ahead and do the sixth and seventh chakras. But generally, when we soften, we're looking to get the energy out of our head. If you're feeling confused or vague or scattered, then go ahead and do that same thing with the sixth and the seventh chakras. And then take an inventory, do another current 30, like how do I feel different now than when I started? Do I feel like there's less tension? Do I feel a little more noodly? Is there that feeling of being enlivened? And sometimes for me, it's not so much that I've got a huge amount of energy. It's that things seem more poignant. You know, colors are richer, emotions have a deeper feeling to it. Interactions have a stronger connection. And so that's part of what that softness is our ability to be undefended, to be strong enough to be undefended has been increased. So play with this and let me know how it goes. Thank you.